turn to go. Waiting to hear from you for another hour of What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I am Scott Hennon. Welcome to the program brought to you in part today by our friends at High Plains Apache. Your Apache sprayer dealer right here. And you know what? You're gearing up. You're getting ready. You're needing to make sure you get those parts when you need them. Maybe something that is found out not exactly right. My friends at High Plains Apache want you to know they now have that ET Ag Center that has like 50,000 parts, not only for Apache sprayers, but for all kinds of sprayers, right there on site at their Mandan location off of Main at Eastside Court, right across from Bonanza in Mandan. They're also in Fargo. And here's the deal. You come in, you need it. They probably have it. If they don't, you can even call, and they'll ship it right to your door. That's right, right to your door. How's that for convenience? And they do it fast as well, so it's a great way to go. And, of course, they have a few used models if you're looking to upgrade. And, of course, the 2014s just cannot be beat. They're just absolutely incredible. Come with that five-year warranty. That's the best. That's the one thing that growers talk about with those sprayers. They just say they're low maintenance, and they back that up with a five-year warranty as well. I mean, Sean and the guys back at the shop are like the Maytag repairmen. They just have no work because these things are that reliable. So stop and see them at your Apache sprayer headquarters, world's largest source of ag application parts, and not just for Apache sprayers, the other sprayers as well. These guys do it. They do it well. Call them. Mandan number 663-2375, again, on Eastside Court Southeast, just off of Main. In Mandan, they're in Fargo, too, or online at highplainsapache.com. Bring you another hour of the program we call What's on Your Mind. Here is the telephone number, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I'm excited, Todd. You know why?
Why are you excited?
We have a whole hour to find out what's on people's mind. We don't have no other guests today. We're just going to talk about whatever is on your mind today. And we had a chance to hear from the police lieutenant about the extra enforcement effort that's going away under texting and driving. What do you think of that? $100 fine and extra enforcement. Good idea, bad idea. I'm sort of amazed by this. I generally defer to law enforcement as, you know, number one, these folks always have their, I'm not going to say always because there's always an exception you could point to. The vast majority of the time, 99.9% of the time, law enforcement has their heart in the right place. They're out there to do a job to keep us safe. And nine times out of ten, I'm going to defer to these guys. I just am. I think they're out there doing it. Now, obviously, they have laws to enforce. In this case, there's a law statewide now in many city ordinances. In case of mine and Bismarck, rather, it happened first in the city as a city ordinance banning texting versus driving, and statewide in 2011. And when they do extra enforcement efforts, I think it's a good idea, because here's why they're doing it. They're doing it, they're telling you they're doing it, because they don't want you to do it. You get me? That seems like, they care about us. They're doing extra enforcement. They're telling you, I'm going to be out there watching for this. And if you're doing this, more likely you're going to get caught because we're looking for it in stealth vehicles. I really don't have a problem with that. Same thing with DUI checkpoints. Again, they're telling us the idea is they want less of it on the road. The awareness hopefully will make you think twice, from breaking a law. And it is a law. So anyway, that's my thought on the texting on driving discussion from the last half hour, but certainly welcome your comments on that. We spent a little time talking about smoking because there was a new effort by the Smoke Police, the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy, new campaign. Smoke-free housing is what they're encouraging now, banning smoking in apartments. What do you think of that? A lot of folks are weighing in on that. But whether those two items are on your mind or anything else, this is the program we call What's on Your Mind because we want to know. So sound off. Let's go to Dickinson. Ed, listening on KCJP. You're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Ed.
Okay, my first call was about AARP, but to bring up another state, another national statistic is that 25%, or no, the largest killer of 25 or less age are texting. That's a national number. if you're less than 25 in Texas, you have a good chance of dying in an auto accident. Anyway, my comment was about AARP. If you voted against Obama, you're an AARP member, you're still in his pocket because AARP is backing Obama. So that's why I'm an AMAC member.
There's a fair amount of conservative alternatives to AARP out there, isn't there, Ed?
Yes. Obama on AARP totally sold out because they're making billions of dollars, and I mean billions, with all of the people that we were in their pocket for a long time, and not anymore. I'm nothing. Yeah, that's why I came to North Dakota, because I'm sick and tired of stupid politics on the West Coast.
Where'd you come from, Ed?
Long Beach.
Long Beach, California. There's a switch. And politics drove you out of California?
Yeah, and the $500 a month I had to pay for in taxes for the illegals, yes.
And what are you doing here, Ed?
Oil field.
All right, God bless you. Hard at work, rolling up those sleeves, getting her done. Thanks, Ed. Appreciate the call. Lance Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, basically I got a rhetorical question on the smoking police, Nazis, whatever you want to call them. What are they going to do when they finally get it eradicated to the point where it's gone? They're going to lose all the tax money. And then, secondly, what are they going to go after that? You know, they got to keep busy somehow. At least that's what makes them feel better.
Do you think they want to be out of a job, Lance?
No, like I said, they're going to invent something else to come after because that's what they do.
What do you suspect will be next?
Oh, I'm not quite sure what's in a liberal mind because I don't have one, but you can take your pick out of any of the issues that they go after. Guns, whatever other freedom they decide that they don't like. Hell, normal marriage, how's that? I don't mean to be crass, but you know what I mean.
Start the list, yeah.
Yep.
Well, it is a cottage industry. There's a lot of bucks in that tobacco game, I'll tell you. So you kind of wonder.
Exactly, and it's whatever is going to pay them is what they're going to go after, because that's where they make their money. So
appreciate the comments, Lance. Let's go to a North Dakota caller from Dickinson. Has a comment on texting. Go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I guess I've got a problem with authorities cracking down on the texting and driving now. It's just one less thing inside your vehicle that you can do without them, you know, watching you. We had that same problem with buckling up. And they said it was going to, this seatbelt law was going to protect us and save lives. And I guess that should be a freedom that we should be able to, you know, decide if that's what we want to do in our vehicle. My premiums have nothing but gone up since then. And the texting and driving is the same thing. It's just another infringement on our rights on what we choose to do inside of our vehicle.
Okay, but in this case, we're talking about something that's against the law. So what they're looking for is for illegal behavior. You don't think they have a right to look for illegal behavior?
No, I don't think they do. When I drive down the street and I see a cop coming down the street, how come I don't feel safe and secure? I feel the total opposite. You know, and that's what it's come to, and it's kind of sad because we should feel safe and secure when we see an officer driving down the street. And now we have to worry about what they're looking for when we're in our vehicle. What's next? Eating? So that's my comment. Thank you.
Appreciate the call, though I don't know that I would agree that you have to worry when you see a law enforcement officer. Unless, of course, you're doing something that's not legal. I don't know. I don't think it's beyond the pale for law enforcement officers to enforce what is on the books as illegal. We could argue whether it should be legal or not, or whether there ought to be a law, but I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with extra enforcement, especially when they're telling us they're doing it, you know, and these different patrols and the added things they're doing. Do you? 800-228-0550. Jamie Bismarck, next up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Jamie.
Morning. Hey, I got a couple of things. First question for you. Isn't there a certain date that you can put campaign signs for certain political candidates in your yard in this state? You can't put them in there until like October 1st or something, right?
Is that right? I don't know. Maybe there's a city sign ordinance that would...
Well, I remember Rob Ford had a thing on his blog there about that last year.
Well, I remember they got to be down on Election Day.
Okay. Maybe I'm confused then on that one.
Well, I know that is, which is sort of silly too, but I know that is actually something that the campaigns do. They come take them down because they don't want to be crosswise with the law. But I don't know about a date of which you can't put them up until. I don't actually. Let me check during the break here, Jamie. And we'll give you the rest of give you some more time to finish your other point that you want to bring up. And then Brad and Fargo's wanting to weigh in too, and others waiting. Some emails coming in. Let us know what's on your mind today, folks.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
April is National Soy Foods Month. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent option to keep your family energized and satisfied all day long. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a very healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy milk and soy snacks to meal options such as soy burgers, edamame, and tofu, you will definitely find a soy food choice that is both healthy and delicious. To help you start cooking today with soy, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council for free recipes or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
On What's on Your Mind, when we answer the question, why do farmers do what they do, as an example, and we thank the North Dakota Farm Bureau for answering those questions for us. We'll have another one of those coming up in just a little bit. And, you know, one of the things I love talking about is that Farm Bureau provides their members with all kinds of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. It's an amazing list. So, you know, they want you to know we're all in this together. And the North Dakota Farm Bureau is there for us to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. So check out those benefits from membership at ndfb.org, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. Extraordinarily important industry to North Dakota, agriculture, and the Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture. And now they're upwards of 30,000 members across the state. Pretty amazing. Great group to be a part of. Thank them for their sponsorships. Okay, back to Jamie in Bismarck. Didn't get an answer for you on the yard signs, but I don't think there's, unless we're talking about specific city ordinances, a date of which you can have the signs starting at a particular time. You have another point that you want to raise?
I think,
Jamie, you still there?
Yeah, I'm right here, Scott.
Okay, now I hear you. Go ahead.
Got me, Scott.
I got you loud and clear. Yep. Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. Good. On texting and driving, you know, I'm against that because what's to say you're not just looking up a phone number on your phone and then these guys think it's, hey, look at this guy, he's texting and driving, and then they just got a reason to pull you over. I don't like them guys having any other reason to pull me over unless I'm driving crazy or something. I agree with that guy from Dickinson. Now, when I see a cop, I always think in my mind they're always looking for me to be doing something wrong. I'm not afraid of them by any means, but I don't know. I don't really see them as my friend anymore. And
Ed, who made a point earlier, called off the air and said he's a retired firefighter who's pulled many people from their cars dead because they were eating, fiddling with their radio phones, et cetera, distracted.
And one more thing on it. Yeah. I would also say when you say they're breaking the law and you don't mind, you know, if you're breaking law, you don't mind them, you know, coming in and doing, pulling you over for that while. I'd parallel that with, like, New York and Connecticut where they got their seven-round magazine bans. That's against the law, too. You think the cops should be going in people's houses and making sure they're not breaking the law and checking their magazines? Because you got to register your guns in those states. So they should know who has the rifles and pistols that have a higher capacity magazine. Do you think they should go in their house and check?
Well, in that case, I think the law is stupid, so I'd fight to change the law, but obviously...
All right, Scott, I got to roll. You got a good show. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Jamie. Appreciate the call. But going door to door saying, hey, I want to check your guns is vastly different to me than a law enforcement officer strategically placed to see whether Todd is cruising down the highway in his caddy and texting and driving. Because, you know, if Todd's doing that.
This is just theoretical now, right?
Yeah, and it never happens.
Yeah, okay.
I know.
Yeah, okay. Right.
You're too busy enjoying that awesome caddy to be able to, you know, be distracted
exactly.
with anything else.
I'm not cracking that thing up. You gotta be kidding me.
The turbo seat heat and all the bells and whistles.
that you don't have to unplug like yours.
But again, that would be a law officer out in broad daylight, law enforcement officer in broad daylight, and you or I, Todd driving his caddy in broad daylight, and, you know, composing or reading or sending a text and being very visible to the person. I don't think that's creepy. I think that's law enforcement doing what they do. Tell me if I'm wrong. Brad Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Brad.
I wanted to make a couple of comments in regards to the last two callers. Basically, just kind of a ridiculous thing there, comparison. You might mention to the guy that basically if a law enforcement officer is coming into his house, his house isn't going down the highway at 60 plus, okay? So, you know, there's really no, it's an apples and oranges comparison there. But I'm a professional driver. I've been driving truck now for 3 or 4 years. And basically, you see a lot of different accidents on the roads because of distractions, regardless of what they may be, you know, texting and driving, eating, whatever it may be. And the fact of the matter is that a person who has an issue with a police officer doing their job, trying to make sure that we are safely traveling on the roads. Me personally, if I get caught texting and driving, there's a hefty fine for a truck driver that does that. You say, okay, well, there's a lot of difference in the weight, and so on. You know, you're going down the highway with a possibility of 80,000 pounds on wheels that you're doing about 60, 65, whatever. Yeah, there's a big difference between that and a vehicle, but regardless, lives can be lost. And that's, I think, the biggest thing right there. You know, when you're out on the road, there's really no reason to have any distractions. Have a plan of where you're going, what you're doing. Decide what you're going to do before you're doing it. You know, have a plan of safety. You know, way too many lives have been lost, and massive car accidents, chain car accidents, and so on. Trucks involved, so on and so forth, and you got mothers and fathers and brothers and sisters who don't have siblings or experience or whatever the case may be because of those types of things. And so I am in favor of any law enforcement doing anything to prohibit that kind of stuff and promote safe driving.
Agreed. Brad, well said. Thanks for the call. By the way, my biggest vice, the closest I've come to an accident in the way of a distracted driving is by reaching for something.
Right.
You know, just not having the patience to say I could just pull over and grab it, or do I really need it? You know, I'm drinking a bottle of water. Where is it back there? Where? I got to grab that or something down on the floor. I'm telling you, I don't know how many times I've had my heart in my throat from a dumb move like that by swerving this way or that way from that. So there's plenty of things that can do it. But I'm with you. I mean, that's why we have law enforcement. Agree with you, Brad. Let's see if others agree. Lance Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number to sound off here today. Go ahead, Lance.
Yeah, I heard this anti-smoking ad on the radio, and I just think the whole premise of the thing's a lie. They tell you you can't vent an apartment building or whatever, and they just, you know, I think it's a lie that you can't do that. And then pretty soon the lie just becomes the truth. You know, people go to work every day and they go in welding shops or whatever, and you tell me they can't ventilate the smoke out of there from burning metal? I mean, these guys aren't coming home dead at night. They're ventilating their shop. You know, there's other businesses like that, too.
Yeah, you folks haven't seen the ad that Lance is talking about. You know, it has this ominous music, and it shows somebody in an apartment, a family or whatever, preparing the meal, and they show a vent, and then they, you know, say, you cannot escape the smoke in an apartment building where smoking is allowed. So that's the premise of this whole little push. And you don't buy it at all? You think that's just...
I don't buy it. If you got smoke coming from one apartment vent to another, permeating in your apartment building, I think there's some serious problems. Think about the methane that comes out of someone's bathroom in one of those apartments. I mean, it's not permeating the whole apartment building. I mean, my goodness, if you're living in a building like that, you know, and you're saying you can't suck that out of there, I hate to think about what your neighbors are thinking when you get up in the morning and do a job because it's going to permeate the whole apartment building. I think it gets sucked out or whatever. Come on.
All right, Lance, thanks for the comments yesterday in the program. Lance and Minot listening on KCJB, Brad before him in Fargo on AM 1100. Got Sean out in the Bakken listening on 1090. Got Bob and West Hope listening on K-Fire, and Larry and Lincoln listening on K-Fire, and lots of emails and more of your calls, 800-228-0550. Back at it after this short break.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
What's not to love about half off? Half off anything. 50% off. That's right. Slash it in half. That's the deal now through the end of April at Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. You've heard me talk about this for years for good reason. This place is fabulous. You can truly relax. They have the Compradora Veda Spa. We're going to take 50% off any spa treatment at Chase on the Lake now through the end of April. 50% off any room. Whatever you need, three-bedroom condotel, all the way down to a single king room, and every room is fantastic at Chase on the Lake. 50% off private bowling. You can have some fun at the Chasers Bowling Alley. Our family loves it. Crank up the jukebox. Have a great time. Plus, free breakfast each morning of your entire stay. That entire deal, 50% off the room, the spa treatment, the bowling, and free breakfast every day, any Sunday through Thursday. Promo code SCOTT at ChaseOnTheLake.com or call 888-CHASE-06.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
I'm starting to get those hunger pings. You know? Time for a bite to eat. You know, the nice thing is when you feel that, you can just head for a PetroServe USA location and choose a fresh-baked single-topping pizza, any two delicious cookies. I'm an oatmeal raisin guy. They're just great. And a 20-ounce fountain pop for $4 all day, every day. And satisfy that hunger, and you're only out $4. So you get four items and $4. Can you believe that? That's an incredible deal. And, of course, the good folks at PetroServe USA are the ones that partner our oil fields in the Bakken with the corn and soybean fields of eastern North Dakota. It's got western North Dakota oil fields, eastern North Dakota corn and soybean fields all together. And what does that do? It helps revitalize the main streets, up and down the streets. It works. That's why they're all about helping America feel better, helping you feel better by partnering up and giving you a choice at the pump. 100% American-made fuels at PetroServe USA locations. Find one near you down the highway. Bismarck, Mandan, Valley City, Castleton, West Fargo, Fargo, Moorhead, Wahpeton, Dilworth, Clinton, Bemidji. PetroServe USA, and tell them Scott sent you. Four for four. I'm not kidding you. The pizza, the two cookies, and the 20-ounce fountain pop, $4. Great deal. Okay, back at it here. Email comment. Texting while driving. There should be a more severe punishment for when there is an accident caused by texting. However, I don't agree with giving someone a fine for texting while driving when nothing has happened. Punishing someone for this because it might cause an issue is not reasonable in my mind, says that emailer. All right. Let's go to Sean out in the Bakken listening on KTGO. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell us, Sean.
Hey, it's John, Scott, but that's all right. God bless you guys, and thank you for your show. You're doing a great job. Please keep it up.
Thank you, sir.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. I'm just speechless from the fine compliment. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. Say, I'm a professional truck driver, and I just, the laws are just, we don't need more crazy laws. The drunk driving laws where they can pull, I mean, not the drunk driving laws, but the laws, you know, where they do the stops and they check everybody. Well, I have a novel idea for you. Why don't you, the cops, go out there and watch? And if I'm swerving all over the road, because like you said, it doesn't matter if I'm reaching for something or I'm texting or I'm fiddling with my radio. If I'm distracted driving, they should be able to pull those people who are the offenders over and hold them accountable for their actions, like your last email just said. Not pull everybody over and not make it an offense for everybody. I just remember the seatbelt laws back when I was a late teen in high school. Oh, we just want to, you know, create public awareness. We don't want to ticket anybody. We don't want to be able to pull anybody over for that. And now it's, oh my, 25 years later, and look at what they've done with that. We don't need more laws on the books that are just pointless. Hold the offenders accountable, okay. And it doesn't really matter why they're driving distracted, whether they're drunk, reaching for something, texting, you know, regardless. We don't need to give anybody, the cops, another reason to pull us over. What do you think?
Well, John, if you look at this from the eyes of someone in law enforcement, in their case, the law is the law, they enforce it, right? So, you know, we have the debate over the law, it gets added, then their job is at that point to enforce it. If they're enforcing it, you know, and I, the one thing I'm texting and driving, I see it all the time. And I wonder, you know, how in the world do they go about enforcing it? So what they're trying to do is to say, hey, there is this law, and by the way, you sting a few folks with $100 ticket, which again is the law. You violate it, it's $100, what's going to cost you. So they haven't done anything other than enforce the law, but done it in a kind of a promotional way, for lack of a better term, to let you know we're doing this, looking for it. What's wrong with that from the perspective of law enforcement? There's a law in the books. They're actually out there looking for the behavior, and they're ticketing when it happens, and they're telling you that they're doing it. I don't see that as wrong.
Okay,
I mean, I agree with your first premise that as you know, when you see it, ticket it. Well, they do. But in addition to that, they got some extra money from DOT because DOT says, oh, there's too much of this happening. So they go out and do the extra enforcement. You have a problem with that.
And that's the thing. And they're not holding the individuals who are doing it accountable necessarily. You know, I'm not going to make the case that I can text and drive and it's safe because I really think it's stupid. I think it's dumb. I think it's distracting. But the case in point is this. I'm driving 70 miles an hour right now in between Stanley and Minot, North Dakota, and I'm getting passed left and right. Just because there's a law in the books, it isn't going to stop or prevent the behavior. And we see that every day. So it just comes down to, do we really need another law on the books that's going to give officers the ability to pull somebody over willy-nilly, or do we need to hold those people who are driving distracted accountable? And, you know, I'm just going to come down on that side every time. Hold those people who are doing it accountable. We don't need DUI checkpoints where they're pulling everybody over. Send the officers out on the road. Have them look around for people who are possibly driving drunk. And if I'm swerving all over the road, pull me over and breathalyze me. Don't stop everybody, and that's basically where I'm coming from. We don't need more laws. We need less laws and more common sense.
Appreciate the call, John. Thanks for listening. Same to you, sir. Justin, emails, trying to ban cigarettes everywhere, but yet getting closer and closer to legalizing marijuana. Is it just me, or does this make no sense at all? Typical politics, says Justin. Terry says something similar. Hey, Scott, all the chasing about smoking and how bad health-wise it is, but we have two states open pot smoking and several others on the medical pot. I don't hear anything from the smoke police about the smoking effects of pot, which I understand is at least 10 times worse than cigarettes. Doesn't have much effect here, but is it coming? I don't smoke either product, but where is the outcry on health hazards? It's about giving the government more money. Federal law still says it's illegal. Thanks. Bob in West Hope, listening on 550 K-Fire. Hey, Bob, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen out there. Have I got a story for you?
Oh, boy.
I like to be in a semi-truck on the passenger seat side, just watching everybody out there as they go from the Minot Air Force Base into Minot, especially women. They like to change their whole wardrobe going that direction.
So when you say you have a story for us, Bob, you're saying you've actually seen this happen.
Oh, yeah. It's happened twice. But one time I was sitting in my three-quarter ton pickup, which I couldn't see much. But this one particular time was about 5 or 6 years ago. I'm sitting up on the passenger side, and you can look right down in there. And as we are on the four lane, see?
Okay.
Between Minot and the base.
Right, and this woman was driving and changing?
She was driving and changing. She was darn, well, she was naked on from the top down to her bloomers, I suppose, or whatever, and maybe she changed them too. We didn't stick around.
Yeah,
I told the driver, I said, slow down, keep up with this gal, you know, but no, he was not paying attention because he was wanted to get going.
Yes, well, yeah, well, my gosh. In that case, I'm not sure who was distracted, Bob, you or the driver. Did you notice her driving behavior? Was it okay?
Well, it seemed like she was doing pretty good. It was 55 at that time, and then later on, it's 70, you know, from after you get past that time and stuff. But it was, I suppose maybe she did swerve a little bit once in a while.
You're right. You had a story for us, Bob.
That's the way it happened. So
we'll see if anybody can top that. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Later.
All right. Appreciate the call. All the best to West Hope.
They don't call him Crazy Bob for nothing, folks.
I love it. Ron and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead. Where did Larry and Lincoln go? Come on, Larry. Wanted Lincoln on the map here. Ron,
like
go
Bob
ahead.
Bob from West Hope is saying.
Say again, Ron.
Just like Bob from West Hope was saying, have I got a story for you?
Oh, boy.
I was pulling on Broadway through Washington Street on a green light, and a car, and I was on my motorcycle, a car came right in front of me, so I had to lay my bike down up against his car, and he had the window open, and he just turned to me and says, my wife talks too much. So we should outlaw wives talking to their husbands while they're driving.
That's distracted driving, probably, right, Ron?
That was cute. He says, my wife talks too much. That's why he was in the middle of the intersection, and I was up against his car with my motorcycle.
We need to pass a no-nagging law.
And the police ought to watch for it, too, and stop it just on suspicion.
All right.
So, could they ticket her for nagging him if he's driving, minding his own business, and she nags? I mean,
I don't know what the ticket said.
I love it. All right, we're topping some stories. Thanks, Ron. Appreciate it. Tom, Devil's Lake. Let's go up to Tom. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, I was just going to make a comment on that texting and driving. I was in law enforcement, and I think the thing that people aren't realizing with that is that a lot of the accidents I went to with the distracted driving was that it's after the fact. We find out the crash happened after and what the deal was, which was texting or playing with the radio or something like that. And I think the problem with it is that people don't realize that, you know, we have to go and tell these young kids' parents or whatever that they were killed in an accident because somebody was distracted driving. Somebody was, you know, messed with the radio or something like that. And they're always like, well, why aren't you guys doing more about it? And I guess, you know, my comment is with the whole DUI checkpoints and this whole thing with the texting where they're going out and watching for it, stuff like that, is that it's a way of trying to prevent it before it happens. And if we can prevent it before it happens and save a life or something like that, because those people that kind of are borderline using the cell phone for texting won't do it. Versus if they know that there's nobody out there watching, they will do it. And like I said, when I don't think these people realize that, you know, when you get until you get a loved one that's injured or hurt or killed in an accident with somebody distracted driving, and especially the law enforcement officer, what it's like to have to go tell that family that their child was killed in an accident because somebody was distracted driving. I don't think they understand, you know.
It certainly gives folks that have an opinion that these extra enforcement efforts are in an imposition on their freedom a little different perspective, because I agree with you. I mean, that's why, first of all, that's why the law is there. And then if the law is there, why wouldn't you want law enforcement enforcing it? And if they're out there looking for it specifically and tagging some people with $100, $100 fine that comes with it, maybe they won't be one of those accidents you're talking about having to respond to, Tom.
Right. And like I noticed, too, on a lot of the accidents I had gone to, like for DUI especially, it seems like more times than not, usually the person that's driving drunk is usually the one that comes out either uninjured or, you know, not as injured as bad as the other person. Usually the other person is usually fatally injured or something like that. And I guess in my mind, if you're going to go out and drive, you better do it responsibly. And, yeah, you might have the right to, you know, live recklessly or whatever you want and stuff like that. But when you start affecting other people's lives or taking other people's lives, and I don't know how many times I've gone and talked to the person that has been distracted driving and just killed somebody by texting or something like that, and they say, well, you know what? I wish I wouldn't have been doing that.
No,
I wish I wouldn't put it on.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate the call.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn & Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn & Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn & Suites of Bismarck. Visit ExpressWayHotels.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. Get
KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
You know all about the North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's best truck wash in Stanley, North Dakota. But now they have detailing services, and Megan is on the phone, the manager, to tell us more. What do you do, Megan?
Yes, as you had mentioned, we are starting to offer interior detailing services. So that involves both pickup trucks and semi-trucks. We do request that you make an appointment beforehand. You can give us a call at 701-628-1550.
They're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week now at North Dakota Truck Wash on the Truck Bypass south of Stanley, just south of the Pinnacle Senex. Thanks, Megan.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weefold on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, USSND.com. Donate today at USSND.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Right, back to the phones in a moment here. Alan Fargo, Scott and Dilworth, and Stephen out in the Bakken. But first, why do farmers do what they do? It's Tuesday. It's North Dakota Farm Bureau Day here on the program we call What's on Your Mind. And so you ask questions of farmers. We get you answers from farmers. Katie from Underwood answers today's question, why do farmers become involved in politics? Tell us, Katie. Tell us, Katie.
Farmers become involved in politics for no other reason than they have to. Currently, the majority of our representatives are disconnected from agriculture. We become involved to share our stories and ask questions regarding proposed legislation and current law. We live in a time where environmental, animal welfare, food safety, and nutritional special interest groups are driving policy and practices based on the amount of money they sink into a campaign and the amount of fear they drive into people's hearts. We need to be active and knowledgeable so that we are not forced to compromise our beliefs, heritage, and our future at the risk of those that have not taken the time to ask what is best of us.
All right, that's Katie from Underwood, a farmer answering the question why farmers get involved in politics. What questions do you have? Well, you give them to us, we'll get you answers. NDFB.org, you can email them to studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com or call us 24-7 at 855-200-1776. Just press extension 1. That number is answered around the clock for you here on What's on Your Mind. Ask your questions of why farmers do what they do at NDFB.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. Okay, let's get back to the phones here. Al Fargo, you've waited the longest. You're next on the What's on Your Mind.
Distracted driving. Did you realize that it's illegal to fart in your car while you're driving?
Well, I think it's F-A-R-D, if I'm not mistaken, and that is
right.
A it's a term for applying makeup.
Yep.
Yeah, I was gonna say some of us have heard the story of L. Rushville getting pulled off of the Chicago station because they sort of misunderstood what he was talking about when he mentioned that.
I'd forgotten where I'd picked up that little tidbit, Al, but it was L. Rushville. You're exactly
nothing like
right.
Having the guys in the Big 89 down in Chicago yanking you off the air because they don't understand what you're talking about. But, yeah. Good point, though.
But
you got
distractions
are distractions. That was a good one, though.
Yeah. That definitely was.
Yeah.
It's a family program. We don't want to go the Ed Schultz route here. We're trying to keep it clean, you know what I'm saying?
My wife uses that word in Scrabble all the time.
Is that right? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you know it's the word, so.
Win a game, yeah, I love it. All right, appreciate the call. Dickinson emailer says, Anthony, how does this affect police officers? Because I've seen some typing on computers. They're exempt on the typing on computers. So that was explained by the law enforcement officer last hour. Stephen, you're where are you at, Stephen? Somewhere in the Bakken? Do I understand correctly? And I have Alamo here. Are you in Alamo?
I just passed Alamo. I'm hauling gravel today.
Hauling gravel, got the radio tuned. Do what's on your mind? We appreciate you. What's on your mind?
Well, here's a crazy law. It happens to be in Saskatchewan. The smoking Nazis have went crazy. I own a bar, you're smoking in it, it's a $2,500 fine to me, and I lose my license to serve alcohol. But if it's a marijuana joint, it's a $150 speeding ticket, and life goes on.
It's a $150 what ticket? Speeding ticket, did you say?
Yeah, it's a $150 possession of or ingestion of marijuana fine, the way I understand it.
Oh, I see. Well, it's not speeding, but you're saying, yeah, there you go. Yeah, I mean, and we've got a lot of callers today ask the question, you know, where are the smoke police on the hazards of marijuana in these states that are legalizing it? And I wasn't aware of that. Saskatchewan, it's slap for marijuana and $2,500 if you're smoking a cigarette. What is this bill coming to? Is that right?
That's the way I understand it, sir.
Figure that one out. That's a doozy. Drive safely. Stephen, thanks for the call. Scott and Dilworth, squeeze you in here before the end of the segment. What's up?
Well, I'm just kind of wondering why they're going after e-cigarettes. You know, they've eliminated the carcinogens that are in smoking cigarettes, and it's pure nicotine. When you ask them, they say, the findings really aren't in yet on e-cigarettes, but nicotine is a addictive drug, they say. If you go by that premises, caffeine is also an addictive drug, and it has links to heart disease. I think we should outlaw the drinking of coffee and pops that have caffeine in it.
Is it too much to ask for these folks to just be consistent? I mean, is it tobacco? Is it secondhand smoke? Because the e-cig argument sort of destroys that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. They just want to control your life. I just think that they're not fond of freedom. Scott, I don't know any other way to describe it.
I'm going
to
get pretty crabby if you take away my caffeine, though, so driving through North Dakota.
Yeah, but it has a direct link to heart disease, Scott. They're just trying to save your life.
Oh, well, there you go. And they're going to decide for you what works and what doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little tough to take, I'll tell you. My gosh, where did this hour go? Scott, thank you for the call. We had some off-air calls we didn't have a chance to get to because we had so many calls waiting to weigh in on the program. Call early, and get your comment in there. And we are answering that line 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If there's a particular topic, a guest, something you'd like to discuss, something you'd like us to track down an answer for, remember, we answer that line 24-7, 855-200-1776, press 1. For Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hannon, the Talk Radio Town Hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer. Tomorrow on the program, God bless you folks. Thanks for listening to What's on Your Mind. We'll see you tomorrow. Farmers Union Oil Company, the Senex stores that have been serving the communities of Stanley, Tioga, and the surrounding area for 71 years have a brand new name, Pinnacle. Serving excellence. And the Pinnacle Travel Plazas in Stanley and Tioga are the place to go if you're headed for the Bakken. Great food. That's right. Stop in and find home cooking, just like Mama used to make. All kinds of great daily lunch and dinner specials prepared by their executive chef. All kinds of great grab-and-go items. Burgers, fries, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, chicken drummies, popcorn chicken, chicken strip baskets. The Piccadilly Pizza is fantastic. Personal pan size, medium and large. Order in or take out. They have catering available, too. A great bakery department and a sit-down eating area. Come on in and enjoy good old-fashioned home cooking at the Pinnacle Travel Plazas, right off Highway 2 in Stanley, or just north of Highway 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Pinnacle, serving excellence.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.